Mics are live.
We are now reconvened for the administrative portion of the meeting. We have three items on consent. I move they be approved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, we'll move into discussion. The first item, Commissioner Furarchak.
So this is the second Balfouche application for conversion of a pipeline. This one is a 6-inch Skunk Hill to DPR pipeline, and this one is a little bit longer. I forget how long it is, but anyway, the company, there was 6 occupied residences or place of business within 500 feet of the project, and they have obtained, they at the time of the hearing, they'd obtained four landowners waivers. Then they the two was a remaining landowner and Dakota Prairie Refining. They've received the Dakota Prairie Refining, right, Adam?
That's correct.
So the remaining landowner is still a holdout. Now, on July 24th, we received a late file exhibit from the company saying, with respect to the remaining landowner located and where they're located, the landowner recently informed Balfouche that they will sign a waiver. However, an executed waiver has not yet been obtained. The landowner indicated they are in the process of selling their home and they may want to notify prospective purchasers of the waiver prior to executing it. In consideration of the foregoing, Balfouche respectfully requests that the Commission issue the project order and designate an ordering provision that requires Balfouche to file the remaining waiver once it is obtained. So I have, since this came in, been saying to staff that I want to wait to receive that waiver. That they should just, if they're in a rush, they should just be, you know, working closely with that landowner to get that done. I don't know what the latest is, Adam, so I'll ask you in a second to provide that, but I do want to reference a previous case where it was a conversion and the landowner actually opposed the conversion because of it being close to its property, and we required the company to get the waiver or move it. They couldn't get the waiver and they had to move it because they couldn't show that there was no reasonable alternative. So I guess they're required to show that there's no reasonable alternative. So at the very least, we would have to have information, in my opinion, from the company as to why there's no reasonable alternative to having the pipeline located where it currently is prior to going forward with an order, because we don't have that in the record right now. And so we really can't do what they're asking, which is to require them to file it. So they have to at least do that. I would prefer that they just got the waiver and then we can move ahead. So that's where I am on this. Adam, if you have any more context to provide, feel free in terms of information from the company and then, you know, whatever. I don't know how you guys feel about this. So,
yeah, I just talked to our counsel on this and our outside counsel, that is, and communicated from Balfouche was that they were having more difficulty in obtaining that remaining landowner waiver than they had previously thought. But as far as additional detail, it's pretty short on detail.
Okay. So I don't know if any of the attorneys in the room have any ideas for this, if you see it differently than I'm seeing it, if you, you know, want to pipe in at all. Or Pat. The language of the law is no, you have to show that there's no reasonable alternative to impacting this avoidance area, right? And I don't believe that the company has provided that in the record that we have as of now, because they've always anticipated getting the waiver.
So the pipe is in the ground. The home was within the 500 foot setback, but now it's going to transmission versus conversion, so a different set of rules apply. I don't know why they can't just sell the home as a condition of sale. And that's their choice. I'm talking about the landowner themselves, but they're the ones who want to notify buyers, potential buyers, that, I mean, this exists.
They want to notify prospective buyers of the waiver prior to executing it.
Well, I don't want to get in on the landowner side, but I agree. I think the company needs to work with the landowner and get this in place.
Yeah, I don't think that the motives of the landowner, I mean, let's face it, when you build these gathering lines closer than what you would be able to build a transmission line, and that's the decision you make, and then if you want to upgrade it, you have given that landowner a tremendous bargaining position. Mm-hmm. And so regardless what that landowner's motives are, the fact is they need the waiver, or they need to move it, or provide evidence that
they can't.
That there is no reasonable alternative. Yeah. If there was exclusion area just on the other side of it, then maybe there is no reasonable alternative. Mm-hmm. Or I don't know what the possibilities could be, but I think I agree. They're going to have to file something to move the ball.
All right. So is that clear? Adam, you can, if the company isn't listening, you can relay that to them that they either need to provide the waiver or provide information in a late filed exhibit. Can we add late filed exhibits at this point? How does that work? Yeah.
Yes, Commissioner, additional filings or items that you would like to take into consideration, you are able to move to have that into the record as well.
Okay. Well, I guess there was already a late file exhibit on this subject, too, so it's kind of a continuation of that.
Sure.
All right. So they need to file a late file exhibit explaining why there's no reasonable alternative if that's the approach they're going to take.
Sure.
But I'm, yeah.
Or just maybe an additional step by the commission if they want to use that as part of the record after receipt.
Okay. Okay, so that's the status of that one. Anything else from you guys on that?
I do not.
All right, that's it for me on that one then. Thank you, Adam and Jack and Brian and Pat.
And then we have just one other.
I need to add one too when you're done.
Two other items on discussion matters. The second would be personnel decisions. The procedure, Steve?
I'm requesting the commission kind of confirm our current procedure whereby the executive secretary is performing all duties related to personnel decisions and direct that the duties related to personnel decisions be administered by the executive secretary. It's kind of a cleanup language. Jack and I kind of looked through, and we didn't see anything in our current look back in commission minutes, but it's a little bit of a change after I took control, but we think that's the way we've been doing it. It's been working well, and we'd like to make sure that the commission is comfortable with that and confirm it.
I support that.
I do, too. I think it's the only step that we've been taking that probably has just been kind of a routine step was the approving in the motions on consent.
Right.
Often.
Yeah.
And that was just an extra step that really wasn't founded in any specific policy or procedure either.
No. So not that we could find anyway. So
I think that that's great.
Commissioner Christman?
I'm fine with that.
Thank you.
All right. And then we have one other item on discussion matters. Commissioner Christman?
Yeah, I got a letter that was mistakenly sent to me as chairman, and so I just wanted to bring it to everyone's attention. It's from the North Dakota National Guard, the Joint Force Headquarters Environmental Office. They're working on potentially adding about 35 acres out at the Veterans Cemetery and a columbarium. And we're wondering if we have property or issues or anything like that, which I'm very confident that we don't. But I'll leave it to you. And I guess I'm thinking we could have staff send them a note or something that sure. we don't have issues with it. But
it's just a scoping letter.
Yes.
All right.
I don't know of a West Branch for the PSC out by the Veterans Cemetery anyway.
Okay. We will work with them. Are there any other items on discussion? Or do we have anything on scheduling?
We do not.
I do not.
All right. Well, that's...
Maybe I will ask one question then. Commissioner Fedorchak, in your portfolio, do you know, are you going to the Upper Great Plains Transportation Institute annual meeting?
Yes, in October.
I'm not sure if I will. It's nice if we have somebody there, though.
Yeah,
so.
I'm planning to be there.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, no other matters? Then we are adjourned.